This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Moringa is one of the most amazing superfoods in the world, and I decided to do a little report on it here because we've been searching for over 6 months for a lot of Moringa that didn't have high lead in it. You know how we do the heavy metals test for all of the raw materials and everything? We're always sourcing a lot of different raw materials and offering different nutritional supplements at healthrangerstore.com. You know, that's what we're known for. And so we use what's called an ICP-MS. It's a mass spec instrument in the lab. And our lab is ISO accredited. You know, we have our in-house lab and we test everything for heavy metals. And we have this very stringent requirement. And there are certain types of things that we find, or certain types of raw materials that almost always fail. And Moringa is one of them. It has high lead in it. And Moringa comes from different countries. You can get some from Africa, you can get some from India. I think you can get it from China as well. But because it's from places that typically don't have good pollution controls, there's a lot of excess lead in the soil from industrial fallout, essentially. The factories are blowing all this cadmium and arsenic and lead into the air, and then it falls down on the croplands, and then it gets taken up by the herbs like Moringa, which is actually a large tree. So you're harvesting the leaves off the Moringa tree. I actually grow Moringa in Texas. It dies back every year because of the freeze, but then it grows back every year. So you can actually grow Moringa even in a climate where you have freezing cold temperatures. Moringa grows very, very quickly. It's a kind of a weak wood, but it puts its energy and nutrition into the leaves, which are super high protein and have been used for all kinds of medicinal herb applications for, I don't know how many centuries or even millennia throughout world history. Moringa is one of the best known herbs outside the United States, and it's even used as a food source, a protein source. And you can mix it with flour recipes. You can make moringa-enhanced breads or moringa-enhanced pancakes, or just blend moringa powder into your smoothie, which is what I do. And it's really amazing. It has all kinds of health benefits that I can't even, of course, describe because of FDA regulations. You'll have to do some of your own research on this. But the point is, most of the moringa that we have tried to source, really over the last probably year, it's more than 6 months, but I think it's 6 months that we've been sort of demanding that we find, you know, going really aggressive and trying to get multiple sources. But 95% of what we've tested has failed. And it's become so common that in our lab, it's almost a joke. It's like, oh, here's another Moringa sample. We know it's going to fail. And so, of course, if it fails, we don't buy it, which means that all the samples that we reject, well, they get sold on Amazon.com or other places. Other supplement manufacturers use the Moringa that we reject. Well, recently we found a lot that had extremely low heavy metals. It passed our stringent requirements. And we were quite shocked. So we tested it again. And sure enough, it's a clean lot. So we acquired the entire lot. And then we put together some Moringa powder and I don't know how many thousand bottles of this, and then just put it on our website, plugged it one day, and it started selling like crazy, which told me that I guess people are really looking for clean Moringa sources. That's why I'm doing this podcast, because I want you to know that any Moringa that we have in stock, which is hard actually to find, it's going to be super clean. We have tested every lot for heavy metals. And also, by the way, glyphosate. We do glyphosate testing on everything that we sell under our brand as well. You know, Health Ranger Store brand or Nutrition Rescue brand. All these brands that we have in our online store, we test everything. And so, see, I don't even want to eat high lead. And there's lead typically in turmeric. There's a lot of lead found in root vegetables like ginger, for example. And there's lead in Moringa. There's also a good amount of lead typically found in maca, which is a South American superfood because, again, it's grown in the ground. And then there's quite a bit of lead in moringa. And these supplements, we repeatedly see high lead test results. It's just become, it's almost a calibration thing now where it's like, if you throw moringa at our instrument, you better see, 500 parts per billion lead. Otherwise, something's not right with that run. Actually, we do additional external calibrations at the beginning of every run anyway. So we already know our answers are good, but it's another check, Moringa usually flags high lead. Just like the other things I mentioned, like maca. Maca is also really hard to find clean because maca suffers from not only high lead, but sometimes maca has high microbiology. So we have an incubator and an entire microbiology testing system. So everything that we offer under our brands and our store is tested for microbiology. And that includes E. coli testing, salmonella testing, total plate count, yeast, and mold. And I think it takes about 48 hours to do these tests because it takes that long for the incubation period to find out whether you have these microbes or not. So anyway, when we found this super clean batch of moringa powder, we put it out on the web and people started buying it like crazy, which tells me it's going to be sold out again very quickly and then we will have no inventory. And increasingly, this is what's happening with our store. We are out of stuff all the time. And I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating for me too, because I'm also one of our customers. I buy stuff too. I don't just walk into my own warehouse and just grab things and walk out with them. I actually go online and order them just like you do, except I get a Health Ranger discount code, by the way. There is a little discount for me. Thank God, because I work hard to put all this together. But for inventory control and all of that, I have to go through the shopping cart just like you do. Otherwise, I think my own staff would scream at me, "What are you doing walking out of here with moringa? We need that moringa. Customer just bought it. That's the last bag." There have actually been situations. I'm not even kidding. Okay, this is funny, but it's true. There are situations where, for example, I had purchased 6 bags of cacao nibs. And cacao nibs are also sometimes hard to find clean because of the high cadmium content that's very commonly found in them. And so I had purchased 6 bags of cacao nibs that I use in my smoothies. And my box of cacao nibs, it had been fulfilled and it was waiting for me at the warehouse. And I was about to go by the warehouse and pick up my order. And then one of my staffers calls me and says, "We're sold out and we oversold the cacao nibs. And there's another customer that needs your 6 bags. Are you willing to let go of the cacao nibs?" And I said, "Of course I am. Send it to the customer. I'll wait for the next batch." And I hadn't, obviously, I hadn't even taken possession. I hadn't opened them or anything like that. They're still in the warehouse. So I actually sometimes give up, quite literally, sometimes I give up my order so that the customer can have that product. That's happened several times over the past few years because we're out of stock all the time on these things. Again, it's frustrating to all of us. I understand. The reason is because everything's so polluted in the world. And I mean, yeah, there's a lot of retailers out there that's easy for them to keep everything in stock because they don't care what's in it. They don't care. They'll sell you lead. You know what? You ask them, "How much lead is in your product?" It's like, "We don't know." And even if you find out, "Oh, look, there's 2 parts per million lead in this thing. That's bad." They'll say, "Well, it's not illegal." And they're right. It's not illegal. It's just unethical. In my view, that's why we don't sell polluted food. But it's not illegal for those other companies to do it. And they have a business model that allows them to sell polluted, contaminated food for profit. And again, often it's the lots that we rejected. And I've mentioned this before in other podcasts, but it's worth repeating that the EU has very strict limits on heavy metals, glyphosate, pesticides, and so on. Much more strict than the US or Canada, by the way. In fact, they're the most strict rules in the world. And just as a side note, our heavy metals limits are more strict than the EU. And our glyphosate limits are 1/5 the residue that's allowed by the EU for glyphosate, by the way. Sometimes it's 1/10, depending on the food item. So we are way more stringent than the EU, but the EU is the most stringent in the world. And so when there are food producers in China and India and Mexico and everywhere, Thailand, all, you know, all over around the world, and when they have products that fail the EU standards, you know, too much lead, too much cadmium, too much glyphosate, illegal pesticides, everything like that, they ship those to America because the United States is the dumping ground for contaminated nutritional products and superfoods. Did you know that? United States is the dumping ground. Everything that's too contaminated to legally sell in the UK, for example, comes to America because the EU gets the clean stuff. America gets the polluted stuff, except at the Health Ranger store, where we have standards that are more strict than the EU standards. So we're the only retailer in the world, certainly in the United States. We're the cleanest retailer in the United States, and that's why it's so hard for us to find these products. And I still remember, oh man, there was this one time there was a super fruit product that was from Southeast Asia. I think it was from Thailand, if I'm not mistaken. And we found crazy levels of lead in it. Quite literally, 10 parts per million. Or something close to 10. It was insane. And it had already been imported into the United States. It was being offered for retail by an importer, a trading company in California. And we tested the lot, and like, this is nuts, man. 10 parts per million lead? No, thank you. And we told them that we thought they should pull that lot. And they replied, said they refused to sell to us anymore. So there you go. So if you have clean food standards, if you run your business in an ethical, honest way, and you don't want to poison your customers, you will be cut off from the supply of many distributors and importers. Did you know that? Right. No good deed goes unpunished. But if you knew half the stuff that I know now about what's in the food supply, you would make sure, oh man, you would be demanding test results from all these other retailers, because so many of them, they're faking all the documentation. I had this conversation once with an organic certifier. He was telling me how all the documents are fraudulent from China, you know, China organic. It's all bogus, man. Like a lot of stuff that's sold at retail in America, that's grown in China, made in China, whatever. And it says it's certified USDA organic. That whole thing is a massive fraud. The USDA doesn't inspect farms in China. They rely on China to hire corrupt Chinese organizations to, quote, inspect Chinese farms so they can export contaminated, quote, organic products to the United States and have them sold under the USDA organic label. And this stuff is sold all over the country. And it's in the supplements, it's in the superfoods, it's in the protein mixes, it's all over the place. And if you don't run that through lab instruments like we do, you're going to get, sooner or later, going to get nailed with some high doses of some toxic heavy metals or chemicals. Here's something else that's interesting that I found out recently. I've been testing a lot of food for glyphosate. And we developed this really amazing glyphosate method over the last couple of years. We're writing up a science paper on this right now. Going to get it published in one of the mainstream science journals. And it's a really good method for glyphosate quantitation, as we say, with a detection limit down to 0.3 parts per billion. So we're talking 300 parts per trillion. That's some very sensitive method there. And I found that there's a surprising amount of glyphosate in certain lots of organic flax seeds. Now, this surprised me. I don't know if you are surprised hearing this, but a lot of people, a lot of vegans, use flax seeds for everything. They're making flax crackers and flax seed pizza crust, you know, with cauliflower and what have you. They're doing, you know, flax oil, of course, all the time. Flax lignans and flax fiber and flax milk. It's like flaxomania. It's like a whole new world. Welcome to Planet Flax. And you wouldn't think that there'd be glyphosate in the flax, right? You're like, flax isn't GMO, and it certainly isn't Roundup resistant. Why would a farmer be spraying a flax field with glyphosate? Well, the answer is they're not spraying the flax. They're either spraying around the flax, i.e. the edges of the field, or sometimes what farmers will do is they'll spray a field to kill the grass. They'll spray glyphosate all over all the grass, kill the grass, and then they'll plow it up and plant flax. So you've got all this glyphosate in the soil. Now, what's interesting, soil microbes will eventually break down the glyphosate into other molecules. One of those byproducts is AMPA, by the way. And I don't recall the big long name that stands for AMPA. It's a well-known byproduct of glyphosate. It actually has a larger molecular mass than glyphosate, but it's part of the breakdown process. I think another one of those molecules is glufosinate, by the way. So there are different breakdown products. And AMPA is harmless to human health. So if the microbes in the soil break down all the glyphosate and turn it into AMPA or something else, it turns out it's actually very safe. It's not really harmful in that format. And then it breaks down into ammonia and some other things. But if it's in the glyphosate molecule format, then of course it causes cancer. And we're finding glyphosate in the organic flax seeds. So we're on the lookout now to make sure we have ultra clean flax lots that's free from glyphosate. And that definition, by the way, in case you're wondering, is 10 parts per billion or lower is considered glyphosate-free. That's been widely accepted now across the laboratory community. You know, 10 parts per billion or lower is considered basically glyphosate-free. So we do sometimes see things that have 1 or 2 or 3 parts per billion of glyphosate. And even organic things. In fact, quite frequently organic things. But the real concern is when you start to see like 1 part per million glyphosate, which is, of course, 1,000 times bigger than 1 part per billion. And we've seen that too. Just depends on what you're looking at. We are, by the way, testing beer for glyphosate. That project had been delayed a little bit due to some other urgent things. But we've got all the beer already sample prepped. It's in the freezer. All we have to do now is run the beer on our triple quad instrument, and then we'll have the glyphosate test results for popular beers. We're going to do that with wine and some other things as well. So watch for those results. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, if you want laboratory validated clean foods, just go to healthrangerstore.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm also the lab science director of our lab that runs these tests. And I actually run the glyphosate test myself, which is a lot of fun. If you're a geek, I guess. It's interesting. It's a mental challenge, I'll tell you that. But I run that myself, and so I'm intimately familiar with this whole process. Thank you for your support and your business. HealthRangerStore.com, once again, is where you can find all these clean foods, including lab-tested moringa powder, at least while we have it. It might be out of stock by the time you hear this. I don't know. Go on there and search for moringa, see if we've got some. If so, get it. Otherwise, I'm going to buy it. And I may not give it back this time. I don't know. I need some moringa powder too. Thanks for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.